Auto companies are making more electric vehicles, ones powered completely by batteries. And sales should get a boost as more countries pass regulations to reduce carbon emissions. Japan, though, is betting big on something else. Susan Phillips of member station WHYY reports.
Mirai means future in Japanese. It's also the name of Toyota's hydrogen-powered fuel cell car.
This is the engine noise of this car. So quiet.
I'm driving with my translator, Hiro Sasso, west of Tokyo, hoping to spot Mount Fuji.
Then soon the town right to the viewpoint.
Okay.
Slow down.
When we pull over, the Mirai is a head-turner. One man wants to check under the hood. Unlike a combustion engine that burns gasoline, a hydrogen fuel cell doesn't burn anything. It uses a chemical reaction between the hydrogen and the oxygen from the air to produce electricity. The only emission out of its tailpipe is water. Tadashi Hirano is looking at the Mirai for the first time.
Do you want to buy this? Tempted to buy?
Maybe.
Right now, it's too expensive for him. Even with a generous government subsidy that brings it down from the equivalent of $70,000 to $50,000. Toyota says the price will drop as production ramps up. At the LFA Works factory in Toyota City, workers install the carbon fiber hydrogen tanks on a new Mirai. These are all made by hand, only about 10 each day. Tayo Kawai helps develop fuel cell infrastructure for Toyota. Kawai says right now, Japan relies heavily on Middle East oil. Producing hydrogen fuel is energy intensive, but hydrogen is abundant and the fuel could be produced anywhere. Toyota and other car makers like Honda and Hyundai are also banking on the fact that hydrogen fuel cell cars are more convenient. Yoshikazu Tanaka is Toyota's chief engineer. Tanaka says filling up a car with hydrogen is easier and faster than charging a battery on an electric vehicle. It makes more sense for people who live in dense cities and don't have a convenient place to plug in. A tank of hydrogen gets you farther than a fully charged battery, which makes it more efficient for trucks and buses. Ken Koyama from the Institute of Energy Economics, a Japanese think tank, agrees that hydrogen is a good bet.
We are always talking about the long-run future. It's not the next year or five-year time horizon. It's 20-year, 30-year, 40-year, 50 years. Because if we are really thinking about climate change, it's a very, very long-term strategy.
But so far, there are only about 11,000 fuel cell vehicles on the road worldwide, nearly half in California. The biggest challenge is building the infrastructure needed to drive them.
Our first order of business now is to fill up the tank.
Yeah, fill up the tank.
Back in Tokyo, we find a station that has a big H2 sign.
Nobody's here, just us.
Maximum 15 cars a day.
The station attendant, Ken Kawakatsu, says he doesn't get many customers. 15 a day at most. So right now, these stations are operating at a loss, but they're subsidized by the Japanese government. If all its investments pay off, the country hopes to have 200,000 hydrogen cars, trucks, and buses on the roads here in Japan in the next 6 years. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Tokyo.